How does Aga Khan come about then? Aga Khan Foundation.
Yeah, so the 4 years was up, expiry time. I applied, I got this position. It was very good. Very well paying also. Considering the different... So I've had employers who pay very well. And then they, somehow it's the reverse, where I don't enjoy the work. Or something happens and the environment is not so... And then the ones that don't pay well are the ones where I'm enjoying the work. So... because I got it in the middle of COVID, doesn't travel. So I think that's affected me a lot because I'm a traveling person. Also not going to the office. So you're in this new job and you can't interact with people. You're seeing people online. And then my team, because it was a global role, my team was abroad, most of it.
Right.
My boss was in Canada.
You,
the rest of the team were in Geneva.
The role was
just global advisor for health and nutrition.
Great.
Yeah, so I think that really affected me. And I just felt there's something missing. I'm not myself.
You're not thriving.
As
you.
And then the role is also, it's not a strategic role. Yeah, it's more of an operational role. And that, even from my psychometric, so the role on paper was strategic, but the role that was day to day was management. And I don't know whether it was not management, operational. I don't know whether that was because of the COVID period or what, but somehow these two are not the same. And so I felt myself being drained emotionally. I got started getting sick. Colds all the time, headache. I don't look forward to going, you know, Monday. And I had a conversation with my boss, and I said, you know what, this is not working for me. Because this is my strengths are here, but I'm being pulled towards doing things that I don't like details. Yeah. And then since I didn't have a team because it was an advisor level. It really, I had to do everything. And that really killed my spirit. So they even tried to see how to fix some of the things, but many couldn't because it's the nature of the structure of that role. So that role will be very perfect for someone who's into operations because it's about getting deeper into things.
The warm and
yes, and me, I'll tell you where we need to go. Then someone has to bring that plane down. Then also they didn't have many programs, so I got bored. I tell people I resigned because I didn't have a job, I didn't have work. They didn't have a program in Kenya, they didn't have a program in Tanzania, and those are the two major countries. So there's nothing. You know, being a fixer, there's nothing to fix. Yeah, I mean, you suggest things and, you know, no one says yes or no, but it won't be done. So I lacked that. Remember I told you in Amref, my boss was very open to, yeah, let's do this, let's create, Nini. So this other space wasn't there on this side, and I felt I was just shrinking. But I mentioned again the COVID period, no travel, you can't interact with people.
Right.
Yeah, so I went on leave after 1 year and I knew I'm coming back to resign without a job. And that's what I did. I came back and resigned.
Oh, wow. Just
after
like that.
After 1 year. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Because my happiness, my spirit was slowly being snuffed out. And for me, that is, I've gotten to a level
it's a
where...
It's a red alert, yeah.
Yeah, to a level where I know if my creativity goes, then I'll not be productive.
Yeah.
So that's, so when I did that, I was applying for other jobs because I had to give 3 months' notice.